Thursday, September 12th. During my gym class, even the scared of balls girls were gossiping about Mackenzie's party. Like one of them would ever get invited. They're the really prissy girls who hang in small groups and scream hysterically whenever a ball comes near them. It could be a basketball, football, baseball, soccer ball, tennis ball, volleyball, beach ball, ping pong ball, moth ball, or even a meatball. They're not very picky. Yep, you can always count on the scared of balls girls to screw things up and lose the game for you. It really sucks to have girls like Chloe and Zoe on your team. Especially if you absolutely hate taking showers after gym class. Just the thought of showering at school makes me nauseous. It will totally be their fault if I catch some kind of incurable disease from the slimy mold and mildew growing in those nasty showers. I was really surprised when Chloe and Zoe came up to me after gym class and started talking. Of course, I pretended like I was not teed off at them for running away from the ball and making me have to take a shower. Apparently, our librarian, Mrs. Peach, told them I was assigned to work with them in the library, and they were actually excited about it. Like, what is so exciting about shelving library books? But I just played along and pretended to be as thrilled about it as they were. I was like, OMG! OMG! I can't believe we're going to be shelving books together! How cool is that? We ended up eating lunch together at table 9, and it was really nice not having to eat alone for once. Chloe's full name is Chloe Christina Garcia, and her family owns a software company. It was amazing because she has read, like, all of the latest novels. She says she lives vicariously through the characters' joys and heartbreaks and learns a lot of stuff about life, love, boys, and kissing, which she plans to use when she goes to high school next year. She said she owns 983 books and has read most of them twice. I was like, wow. Zoe's full name is Zoesha Ebony Franklin, and her mom is an attorney, and her dad is a record company executive. She has met practically all of the biggest pop stars. Zoe says she likes reading self-help and is currently seeking ways to enhance her relationship with the three mother figures in her life. She has a mom, a grandmother who helped raise her, and a stepmother. I was really sympathetic, since I know from personal experience that having only one mother figure in your life can be traumatic and psychologically damaging. Can you imagine having three? OMG! Then Zoe said, "How can you stand having a locker next to Mackenzie's? She's like so stupid. She rubs lipstick on her forehead to make up her mind. And being really shallow can sometimes create multifaceted self-esteem issues." I could not believe Zoe actually said that. I thought everyone at this school worshipped Mackenzie. We laughed so hard that chewed up carrot bits shot right out of my nose. All three of us were like, "Ew, gross." Then Chloe snickered. "Hey, carrot-flavored boogers. Let's give them to Mackenzie so she can sprinkle them over her tofu salad as a low-carb topping. In the Click series, those girls are forever doing evil stuff like that to their frenemies." We laughed so loud at Chloe's joke that the kids sitting at table 6 and 8 started staring at us. I even saw Mackenzie glance our way. But then she looked away really fast so we wouldn't make the huge mistake of believing she actually acknowledged our existence. I could tell she was wondering what was going on. So now I'm thinking about forgiving Chloe and Zoe for that whole shower fiasco in gym class. I actually had a pretty good day today.